Chachal HaGdol, the Sefer of Chetz Yosher. He says a person sometimes knows, learns a lot of halacha, and he doesn't know pshat. He says, L'moshel Hilchos Kosher. There's two main shittas when you learn Hilchos Kosher. It's shittas HaRambam. The Rambam learns for kosher d'oraisa, you need two tnoim, two conditions. That the kesher obi le'olam, and second of all, it'll be a kesher umon. Special kesher, not just stam kesher. Kesher umon. This is d'oraisa, lefi the Rambam. Kesher d'rabbonon, lefi the Rambam, when you have one of the conditions, other le'olam, other kesher umon. When it's muta, if it's not le'olam, and it's not umah, so it's muta le'gadchile. So the Fidah Rambam declared, when you have both tnoim, le'olam ve'umah, de'raise, one of the tnoim is the rabbonon. When it's not le'olam, and it's not umah, and it's muta. Shita saramo, it's the ozer rishonim. Le'olam is a half a year, it's de'raise. Even if it's not the umah. If it's more from a week, it's also midarabon. If it's less from a day, it's mutar lekatchila. And over half a year, the raise. Over a week, the rabbonon. Less from a day, less than 24 hours, it's mutar. From a week till, from one day till a week, lekatchila we are choishesh, and it's a kesher the rabbonon. Mishnah Berurah twice says to be choishesh. We pass in Me'ikar Adin, like the Ramo. Kesher Le'olam De'raise, over a week is the Rabbonon, some less than 24 hours is Mutar. Zog the Ramo, Lekatchile, not to do a double knot. What is a double knot? And here's the first mistake of the Welt. What is called a knot? So what we have in our shoes, we do one knot, and then we do a bow on top of that knot. This is called kesher. A double knot is, we do one knot, second time, we call it a double knot. Me'ikar adin, lefi de Ramo, both of these knots have the same halachas. If you do it from less for 24 hours, you're allowed to. For more from 24 hours, you're not allowed to. The whole world thinks not like that. A double knot is aveira, and what you do in the shoe is mutter. This is the first mistake. There's no difference. Other both are also, or both are mutter. I will explain in a second everything. Zog de Ramo, if a person ties a shoe, if he ties the shoe for less than 24 hours, he's allowed to. If he ties the shoe for more than 24 hours, he's not allowed to. Say what happens when a person takes out his shoe from last Shabbos and he says that he didn't open the shoelaces. If he's allowed to open it or not, Pashas, he's not allowed to do the Shmir Shabbos. But we'll get to it in a second. Some lazy guy, they put on the shoes and they slip it off. But the Shabbos, they don't open the knot. They slip it off. Like this, they slip straight again. Yeah? They did a kesher shel kayom. The guy is Amoritz, because when he was a kid, he was taught a double knot, he knows that it's also a shoe, he thinks that it's not a problem. This is the first mistake. Don't think that I'm saying a chumra. Everyone holds like that. One sheet of says. Everyone holds like that. What is a double knot that is also to do? The Ramos says like this. When you have a double knot I call, you take two strings, one, two. Yeah? Instead of what we do, I call one knot and a bow, he does two knots. Not everyone knows that there's a problem with Shabbos, right? It's the only thing people know about kosher. It's a Ramo. The Ramo says, lekatchile, not to do a double knot, even for 1 hour. And the same thing, not to open it if it happened. Why? Maybe it's a kesher uman. And lefi the Rambam, kesher uman is the rabbanon, even if it's not lekayome. So b'choishesh toshitas Rambam. So it's a double chash. Maybe it's a kesher uman. And to be choishesh to the Rambam, that kesher uman, even if it's not lekayome. This is the reason, be'etzem. Klal Yisrael, choishesh, a double knot, you know, becomes a problem. Or, doesn't have to be a double knot. We'll see in a second, sometimes you have a knot on one string. Right? You take the shoelace, you make a knot. On one string, you make a single knot. It's also very small. You can't open it. On a string of a tzitzis. That also be choishesh, but it's a kesher uma. We'll get later to the halachas, what you do in a double knot that happens to you in the middle of the shoe. Now, I want to explain. If a person makes a knot in Shabbos, you're not allowed to make a knot in Shabbos. So when a person takes a shoe and he makes one knot, you're allowed to do it in Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it in Shabbos. That's if you're doing a knot. Not a knot in a bow we do in every with entire shoelace. The first level. First knot. Two strings. Pull them once. You're allowed to do it in Shabbos, you're not allowed to. Be'etzem, you're not allowed to. It's called a knot. Why are you allowed to do it in Shabbos? It doesn't catch. It opens. Right? If you don't do a bow when you tie your shoe, what will happen to the shoelace? Not that, even if you don't do the bow quick enough, and you'll be lazy also to be ready, it will start to open, yeah? If you want to tie the shoe good, you have to hold it strong. Yeah, the kid, I think, 2 years old doesn't know how to do it, yeah? 3 years old doesn't know how to do it. And it's homeless. It's homeless. Where's the nafkaminas? I'll give Shem a. If you take a metal string, and you do one, it stays, right? Could be the Isu Deir Aysa. Even if you do just one. Could be even if you do just one. Why? While it will not open, it's called a kesher. What happens in a shoe? You do one, and then you do a bow on top of it. So be'etzem, a bow is not a kesher. A bow is a aniva. But the bow makes the kesher in the bottom to stay strong. Because of that, it's called kosher. Because of that, it's called kosher. I had a big shayla when I was with Abel Yashiv once. What would be if a person makes one knot? Instead of doing a bow, he pours some glue. Now it doesn't open. Is Chaim Mitzad Koishah or not? V'chu HaZevi De'aniva makes it to become a kesher. The glue also could make it to become a kesher. Ha'idim or not? Maybe only HaAniva becomes a part of the string. A part of the mice. We'll see in a second. It'll be neged a lot of zach. So if a person ties his shoes in a regular way, one knot and a bow, but he's lazy, he doesn't plan to open his shoes. He slips in and slips out. Needless, shayf ay, shayf nothing. When it opens again, then he ties it again. He's chayf skila. He's chayf skila. If he ties his shoes on Shabbos, he's chayf skila. It's melacha d'oraisa gemura. We'll see later. You know, you say, no, Baruch Hashem, no one is like that, yeah? Because this lazy guy, really, they buy different kind of shoes already, yeah? But we'll see probably again, the ties. If you make a kesher and you're not planning to open it in half a year, the same thing the Shmir Shabbos told me, if a person has a shoe from last week, and he didn't open it. Now it's Shabbos, and he's going to a Shabbos shul. Why didn't open before Shabbos? It was raining, it was going with boots on Shabbos. It was a big snow. Shabbos morning, now he comes home, back from the shul, he wants to put on the Shabbos shoes. He goes to the drawer, forgot to open the knot last month of Shabbos. Maybe it's still in Shabbos, it's been Shabbos, told me not to open it. Chashash Yisru the Rabbana. Shmuel had an interesting suffix just to get along this. What if someone made the first knot Erev Shabbos, Mekabel Shabbos, and he did the bow? Is Chayv Misa or not? Or not after a bow, he did the second knot. The bottom one is Miskayed, especially if you do a bow. So the Mekhayv is the first one, really, not the second one. First one he did before Shabbos. The what made it to be Miskayim you made in Shabbos. You chayv or you're not chayv. This brings us back. Or Vosna maybe was Misabab Shulazam and said like that. Person has a tzitzis and he has the top knot. The top knot is loose a lot of times. And Shabbos he just gives it a chizuk. Or sometimes it's ready to go, so it's time to run down. See, the second knot is already half down. So you just want to catch it. Could be it's an Isur Deiraisa to do it in Shabbos. Because you're doing a double knot. Some want to say that the mice, a lot of guys feel bad when they hear it because they did it so much times in their life in Shabbos. So first, you know, from now on they will stop. But some want to say that you're not chayiv misa for what you did it. Because anyway, the tzitzis opens the whole time. So it's not a psakesh shel kayomo. Then you have to know if it opens the whole time, so how is he eating tzitzis? So not so sure. Now, where the problem really happens, you get glile. So the ma'aser, this shear, slowly, this part of the shear goes out, you can't say it anymore. Because today most of the places already have like these clips. This is how you call it, name for it. His belt. About the old days, you know how you made glila? It was a string. In the shtiblach, I'm sure some sefater is like that. There's a string, you make a knot and a bow, and you did the glila. So, if you get in shachis glila, it's not such a problem. They will open it in mincha. But if you get glila and mincha, when is the next time they will open the sefater? You're lucky if Monday, and if there's a place in America that next meeting is next Shabbos, so it'll be over a week. It's 8 days till the next Shabbos. Derech klal, the meaning is from Shabbos to Shabbos is 8 days. Right? Yom Hashmini. The bris is every time. You have a baby Sunday, the bris is Sunday. This is the cloud, you know. So b'meile, it's Isur de Rabbana. So normally, if you see a choshev guy doing glile, you see in Shabbos, he doesn't make a bow and a knot. A knot and a bow. Maybe you told me that you never see choshev guys doing glile anyways. But Reb Shlomo Zalman was very makbe to take glile. You know that it's a mitzvah chashuva, it's a chemoisha. It's a mitzvah deraisa, as if you could have malbishoi, so to make glila is the kavanah teira. It's kavanah teira. Some people, you know, they sell the aliyahs. Some people specially buy. I had such a meaning, yeah? Some people think, because you want to show about the batish, yeah? He's sitting in a shtiblach, a shekel, the guy is not asking to buy an aliyah. Outside he buys a can for 5 shekel, and a Danish for 8 shekel. Shtiblach, you go outside the shtiblach, every store, every corner someone sells, full with guys, yeah? And here 2 shekel kol ha-mitzvahs and no one is buying. It's bizarre. So from Zalman will mark me to do glila. So anyway, we see these choshim people do glila. The Meister, they mark me not to make a kesher and a niva. If so, some want to say the Ramo says that kesher the rabbanon letzorich mitzvah you're allowed to. Letzorich mitzvah you're allowed to. So b'meila they want to be mitzaref if it's not 7 days. Tzarech mitzvah. And mitzaref maybe shita sarambam. There's not a kesher uma. So b'meila it's a tzarech mitzvah. But the mitzaref different kulas. But the moshel, a lot of times it's negia and the moshel simchas teira. Or they take out all the sefer teiras and they read. And then they make a lot of batim and then they make glila. The next time they take out the sefer teiras, another year. On the moshel, some novis also have such a glila. You get after yoina. The next time is next Yom Kippur. You read Yoina again. What? It's totally in the places. So what happens with Chai Gavne? So it'll be over half a year. So Lemaisa, the Machmirim, what they do is they do one knot and then they stuff it in the sides. Do one knot and then you stuff it in the sides. Again, if you have to make a mechoe, I don't know what to say. Some people, they think they have an eitzah. Before I learned Hilchos Shabbos, I would also do this eitzah. I knew this problem, but I didn't know Hilchos Shabbos good. So what I did is, I would do the glila. But the Shabbos, I would come to the shul and I would open the sefer Torah. There was a place they liked the shul, we had to get in, we got the window. Not to be nichshol. Let me stop it, even if they did so. The Meister, the guy was right. Only in the minute you were planning to open it, so if you don't open it, you're not over. Yeah? Because it was not Kesher Shekayama. But you come with your Shabbos and you open it. But we'll see later, Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach holds it doesn't help. If you make a Kesher and you decide to open it with your Shabbos, because you don't want to have a Aveira, you have the Aveira. The Rayas is, we'll get to the Rayas, of Kvegi has a kasha. The Gemara says you can't make tzitzis in Shabbos. Well, it speaks of Mivomis. Shabbos, why you can't make tzitzis? Kosher, have a das, to open it Mazi Shabbos. What is the problem? Open it Mazi Shabbos. Most of the person found tefillin, can't do the kasha on Shabbos. Make a kasha, Mazi Shabbos, open it. Tell us, Uncle Shem Zalman. If I'm opening it for not be over Chil Shabbos, it's called a Kesher Shel Kayom. If the reason I'm going to open it with the Shabbos is only because it's a Din Hilchos Shabbos, then I'm not allowed to have it. So that doesn't make it not a Kesher Shel Kayom. The Ramo, I want to go back to the kesher shel the double kesher in a shoe. The Ramo brings down the aloche, Tofit and Shin Yud Zayin. Yesh oimrim sheyesh lizor shel lelehatir shum kesher shu shnei kshorim ze al gav ze. The einu nupkim eizem mikri kesher shel uma. The afilu b'she'ena shel kayom ha'osu l'kosher l'fi de Ramba. U'chein noyagim. U'mikol mokim nira de b'mokim tzar ein lochu shumuto le'atir. Ve'eino eilo isur de rabonu l'mokim tzar le'gozu. Mokim tzar. This is the first reason. A lot of people, they have a shoe and the bow and a mistake turns to become a knot. Double knot. So you pull it the wrong way, you pull and he had a shoe that was a one knot and a bow, and it turned to become a double knot. Now you're stuck with your shoe. So you're allowed to mokim tzal legosu. Mokim tzal legosu. Mishabur brings down the chayotim. So here's the shayla. Why? Dina lehatir kekesher haosi bechol yoyim. The moker is chayod. So the Chazanish says, the Shaila is like this. The Ramah said, if a person has a double knot, so we have to be machmir zok the Ramah not to open it in Shabbos. Mokim tzar lo igozu. Chazanish is bad. What do you mean mokim tzar lo igozu? For every the Rabbanon, mokim tzar is mutar. So the Chazanish means pshat. That be'etzem, we don't paskin ma'ase uman. And even if we paskin ma'ase uman, a double knot is not a ma'ase uman. Klal Yisrael will be kabel to be machmir in a double knot. The mokim tzar, they will not machmir. The man of the Zelbezach, they want to say that if happened a mistake, when a person did a double knot, we are machmir. But when he didn't do a double knot, even that it happened, while he didn't do it, they were not machmir. So here's the shayla. Lemoshe. Happened a story, the Chazanish brings down, a person made glile, he made one knot in a bow, and a mistake, it became a double knot. They can't open the sefatera now. Minchim. You're allowed to open a knot. So the Chazanish said, here for sure you're allowed to, tzerich mitzvah. But as another heter, he says, if it's nasa me'ilov, chay gavne, they will not mekabel on themselves. So here's the nafkimin in the mice. If you have a knot that became a double knot in Shabbos, so, klar Yisrael ha-machmir on a double knot. We said we choishes that it's a ma'aseh uman, and even that it's a zman, it's also. This is the din of the double knot. But if the tzarech mitzvah, you're allowed to. Because even ma'aseh uman that is a zman, the Rambam holds that the ma'aseh in the tzarech mitzvah, you're allowed to. And if it's only for one day, even if it's not a tzarech mitzvah, if you're stuck with your shoes, the mokim tzar, the chayodom says you're allowed to. And here it's divided to two. Loi mi boye that you're allowed to because the mokim tzar, the Ramos says you're allowed to, is another heter of the chayodom that if it happened on his own and you didn't mean to do it, chaygam beklal Yisrael will not mekabel on themselves. But a lot of times it happens when you take off your shoes. And it became a double knot. So you slipped it off your foot, but you can't put it back on. Or the shoelaces are very big now. So then the tzar is not such a stark tzar. So when you see the chayodah mitzayin, it's mashman, he was only matir at smokim tzar. Chazanish wanted to say that it's mutar even shaloi b'mokim tzar, if it was Nasa Me'ilov, if a person was not planning to make a double knot and became a double knot, Chayigame, a person was not Mekab on himself. Klal Yisrael were not Mekab. So La'alocha Lemaise. B'mokim Tzar, a double knot, for sure you're allowed to be Matir. L'tzarich Mitzvah, a double knot, you're allowed to be Matir. If it's Nasa Me'ilov, L'tzarich Mitzvah again, or B'mokim Tzar, Avada, you're allowed to. If it's not mokim tzar and mitzvah, it's not some eilov. Yes, al malis moich to open it, but the meaning is like a tchir that we don't know. But here I want to go to the next. But again, you see, you can't mokim tzar in the shul. This should be in shulaces. But we don't do a double knot. Americans have coats, American coats. American coats, they have like a belt. And Shimisha, where he is, you do a double knot. No, no, it was the minute today. Today, more people are wearing this plastic, this big plastic. Hamor was like the raincoats, American raincoats, as a belt. Okay, you even didn't tie it so strong on you, but this was the Shimisha way. You just make a double knot, and you go. Shaila is if you're allowed to do it in Shabbos or not. So it was a machlik. Reb Shlomo Zalman was more matir than some rabbanim asim. Reb Shlomo Zalman tainet, it's again in a coat, an American coat, the belt. If you're allowed to make a double knot on that belt, in the old days they had this kind of snooze, was a kind of mitpachas, was a piece of material, and the ladies made a double knot, and the minhag was that everyone did it. Reb Shlomo Zalman wants to say that the issue of a double knot, it's only if it's tight. If it's loose, why? Because again, now that we understand the lumdus of the halach, double knot is no issue that is called double knot. It's the mistake that we brought up with. It's because it's a kesher umon lechshitas harambam that is osur lezman. Kesher umon, if it's double chozok, it's called a kesher umon. If it's something loose, it's not called a kesher umon. Again, a lot of times in these coats, without realizing it becomes mamash tight, the belt and the coat. But when you tie it in the beginning, it's you don't do it strong. You do it too strong, it doesn't look right in Jewish. And the whole tzurah, I checked it. It's like you do it like this is the tzurah. So that I think Mikula Ami allowed to do. Again, if it happened that it became tight, so if it's Mokim Tzar, you can't take off your coat. Or you can't put on your coat, and it's raining. How about you're allowed to? If it's Shalem Mokim Tzar, if it's Shalem Mokim Tzar, so then, yes, on my list, we talk it, don't open it in Shabbos. Now, it's Negea also, is a Machlekes. The Shmir Shabbos would, the Ocher Shabbos, a lot of people, they do like this in the shoe. They do one knot, a bow. Problem is that a lot of times it opens. So the way to prevent it is to make another bow. A knot, bow, and a bow. You're allowed to do it in Shabbos or not. A double knot you're not allowed to do. It's considered a double knot or not. Yeah, you take the string, you do one tie, then you make two circles, bow. Again, you take the two circles, bow. What?
Why is the second bow a regular knot?
This is what the Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchosa holds. The Ocher Shabbos holds, no, it's a bow. The Horaya, when you open it, you have to know the right one to pull. Yeah? This is the Metzius. It's like this. When you make one knot and one bow, everyone you pull, it works, right? one knot, and then you do a bow. Doesn't make a difference where you pull, it works. It gets open. When you make another double knot, you have to, the right side you pull good, the other one you get stuck, you turn it to become a double knot. So this is the Shaila Be'etzer. If we look at it like a knot, a knot. The Ocher Shabbos says you're allowed to. Because you could pull off the whole thing. So Be'etzer, if you make a real knot on top of the bow, you can open it. And the Shmir Shabbos says that it's us. I have some shoes that if I don't do it, I have a problem. The shoelace is open, they're long, they're short. So what I do is, that's on the top of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos. But I have to tie my shoes, if not I'll fall. So what I do is, I do what the Rebbe did. I don't do it so tight. So right, eventually it opens, I do it again. Because even if it's a double, again, there's no music of Yisrael of double knot. As mitzad, Melech is Goyshe. Well, the Rebbe of the Rebbe holds you allowed to. This is this week's parsha. Lomba is a tzochak osor. Shana, why Kodesh Baruch Hu is asking Avraham why tzochak osor? And then Kodesh Baruch Hu don't sorrow, why you laugh? So I said, I once was a kid, I went to the Chiddush, a Rebbe, a Chossi, was Melamed in Nerikes, and he bought his Talmud to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe gave him an apple, Sfasemes, and the Chiddush Harim. And the kid ate without a brach. So the Chiddush Harim yelled at the Rebbe, and the Melamed in Nerikes. Why yelling at me? I'm the kid. He says, I'm yelling at the person that was not Mechanach as Talmud. So the Chassid told the Rebbe, still yell at the Rebbe. The Rebbe that was not Mechanach as Chassid, to know how to teach. So the Forsh was saying, like, Shmoch Hu told Avraham, Lom is a Tzachak as Soro. The Tain is an Avraham, Mish of Soro. If Tzachak as Soro, felt in Avraham Avinu. But again, you have to know. Now, we have to know, the Etzem, I want to explain, the Lomdus is, to have a little bit of Tfisa, is a Chkire, what is the Melocha in Koisha? Lemosha. There's another Halocha that is called, you're not allowed to make a knot B'roi Shachut. Take one string, take a tzitzis, make one knot. It's also awesome. Why it's also, like we said before, really one knot is also also. Just normally you need to have a bow, because if you don't have a bow, you're not holding the knot. But if you have one string, and you tie it, this is like Roy Shachut. It could happen a lot of times, I will explain where it could happen a lot of times. You have a garbage bag, a huge garbage bag. Now you could take the two handles, put them together, and make a knot. So then it's really like a bow. I'm sorry, it's like one knot. And then you can make a double knot, it'll be also. And if you do a bow, it'll be mutter. The second will get if it's mutter or not, yeah? But let's take the case of the shoe. A lot of times, you take the garbage bag, collect it, you hold it, like one big pipe, you make a surround, and you make one knot. It doesn't open anymore, right? The same way you take a chut of a tzitzis, and you make one knot, right? You make a bow, you pull the string inside, you pull it, becomes a knot, you can't open it anymore, right? You do it in a... So the same thing, you want to take the garbage, where you will have to do it. Some garbages never don't come with handles. So the whole thing is like a circle. Now, how do you close such a garbage bag? What do? You collect it in your hands, turn it, then what do? You go a circle, and you pull. This, even though you did one knot, is awesome. Now here's a big machlekes la halacha lemaisa. We're not going out to shalei mukta. I'm saying you have a garbage in your house, it stinks. You're allowed to ask Graf Shel Rei to take it out on Shabbos. But you're a little bit more elegant. You know, you don't open a garbage bag like that. You tie it and you put it in the garbage. You're allowed to do it, you're not allowed to do it. If you do that, you chayav misa. Why? Kesha shel kayama. You're planning to open the garbage bag? Maybe the workers. Yeah? Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was choizer later to say that it's not called Kesha shel kayama. From your point, you don't mind what will happen after it goes into the garbage. And here was the shaila. The noise says in Shmir Shabbos Kirchos Perek Lamedei Vesiyahor Nunei is a Rashi in Sukkot Soira Mishtaleach. They made a knot. It's called a Kesher Shel Kayom. The Gemara calls it. The Soira was Mishtaleach LaAzazel V'zeu. Why it's called a Kesher Shel Kayom? Or the Balulim. The Gemara says Tzorich Eged. Why it's a Kesher Shel Kayom? After Sukkot, you don't care. So we see from there that it's called a Kesher Shel Kayom. And Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to say that it's different. He says, in Seira Mishtaleach, I needed the Kesher. In Eged of Lulev, I need the Kesher. Here you don't need the Kesher. You just don't want it to pour till you take it there. And I will explain myself. The shaila is, what is considered meleches kosher? Kosher is to tie two things together or to make the maisa kesher. Beroish achut, you're not tying two things together. You did the maisa kosher. What is considered a ma'isek shir? Putting things together or a ma'isek shir? We'll go to the next shayla. From here you will understand. The Rambam says, I'm asking, is a truth from Rav Osler that I don't want to mention. He wants to say that in the garbage bags, so again, the ma'isek shom zaman is matir. The Welt is choishish, not to be said of Rav Shlomo Zalman, and maybe if you throw such a garbage, not to make a strong knot. But again, don't tell me, oh, Baruch Hashem, we have garbage with handles, it's not Negev. It's also Negev to people that have handles. Because they do one knot, and then they do a bow. Or they make a double knot. Most people during the week, they make a double knot. They don't want it to pour in the way. So even if you don't do it so strong, if you do it strong, you either have a double knot. So they know not to do it so strong. But even if you don't do it by serum, it's a kesher. So to do only one. And not even a bow. Not even a bow. And to say, you know, I'll do the bow, and when I get to the garbage, I'll open the bow. Shazamah, if it's also, it doesn't help. Because if you're opening it because you're doing it because Shabbos, it doesn't help. Again, Rav Shlomo Zalman himself is Mekel, the Welt Lemaisa is Noeg to be Machmir. The Welt is Noeg to be Machmir. It's Negea also, today the Shir is not on Teufel, if you change diapers. So, well, you finish to change a diaper, you don't want to leave it open. You crumple it, and you use the stickers to close it. This is called Teufel. So the reason you're allowed to put a diaper on the baby is a Tfichel Esma. You don't want it to stay on it forever. Or when you close the diaper, then you put it in the garbage. Yeah? During the week, everyone does it, right? And Shabbos is a shayla for melacha d'oraisa for on Rav Shlomo Zalman. Why? Because now it stays together, it will stay together forever. Rav Shlomo Zalman holds its mutter. Lemaise, the world is choishish to katchila not to do it. יש על מה להסמוך, אבל כתחיל לנעת לדועית. רגע, תראה, הוא נעת סביגה בטעיף. זה רבא מפויסל חבולים חייב, משום קוישר. What is פויסל חבולים? He's making ropes. How do you make a rope? If you see the rope, looks like a chala hazan. So this is a Rambam. Poizel chavol im chay. Nechliku ha-poizkim, something that is called twisters. You're allowed to do them in Shabbos or not. You know what's a twister? I don't know how you say it in English. What?
Twisty.
Twisty. Now it's good? How you close the bread? The bag of the bread?
Twist time.
What?
Twisty.
Today they have these little knaches for them. In the old days, they had that. It was like a wire. Piece of metal. It's a little bit of plastic on top of it. And you turn it with your hand a couple times and it closes. When Rabbi came and Rabbi Eliashiv, they said, Koisha! Where's the Kshira? The Rambam says, A poiser chavolim, chayim mitzad koisha. Chayim mitzad koisha. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein said, No shaychas. Poiser chavolim, he's making a rope. It's a melacha making a rope, twisting a twister, yeah. It's mamash shaychus to poisel chavolim. Kshira, it's not kosher. And chavolim is not. And they say that it is. Again, it was a shaila. They say one person came and Rabbi Yashin told him that it's mutter. The other guy told him that Rabbi Yashin told him that it's usur. The third guy said Rabbi Yashin told him that he's not sure. So it was a whole tumult. So until they met the three people together, there was a choshev yid, and he told the first guy, "What do you ask?" He said, "I asked Rabbi Yashin if you're allowed to do like this." Rabbi Yashin said, "You're allowed to." Second guy said, "You're allowed to do like this." Rabbi Yashin said, "You're not allowed to." He said it three times. The other guy said he asked twice. Rabbi Yashin said he's not sure because three times it's awesome. That's what Shmuel Zabis told me. One time it's mutter, two is suffer. Rabbi Yashin answered, "What do you ask?" So they get it, just, you're allowed to do that? Allowed. Allowed to do that? You're not allowed to. So, Lemaise, G'dol Yerushalayim HaMachmir, not to do it, more from one time. Rav Moshe was making. With Tzirufim, we say Mechan Rav Moshe. What I mean with Tzirufim? And Eretz Yisrael, now already it came with a different kind of twister. It's like more like a ring that you give it a little press. Not like a wire that you twist. Well, when you buy the loaves of bread, especially the sliced bread, so it comes in a bag. Well, you have to close the bag. That's not fresh. Yeah? Now they can't do it like potato chips and all these achim that you tear the bag, because then your person needs to use the bag. So the vow, the minig of Medinas is, you have in the top of the bag a kind of twister. This is the way all the places in the world are. And the shayla is, if you're allowed to open it in Shabbos, if you didn't open it before Shabbos. So, here, even if you're Rabshim Zalman, is a kula that you're allowed to. Why? First, Rabshim Zalman had a tzad, that toysel chavolim is koisha, but I'm doing it, it's not matir. The chshivus of making a rope is like kosher. Opening it is not like matir. Another Rav Shlomo Zalman had a kula that could be it's not even called a kesher lezman. Even if the bread was closed for a week, again, and biscuits and crackers, and different. So some people, they got me opening for the first time, the semech and Rav Moshe b'tzirufim. Ravada lekatchile is not to open and close such a thing in Shabbos. Now, we'll go back to a tie, doing a tie in Shabbos. So, there's a big shaila how, there's two ways how to do ties. I myself don't know how to do a tie. One thing I don't know how to do, and this is my biggest problem, obviously, I need a second wife. But the few that I know is two main ways to do a tie. One way you do it is that when you open the tie, you could pull it and it becomes loose, like nothing happened. And there's another tie that you do, that when you open it, as one knot stays. The first tie, some wanted to say that it's not called even a tie, it's only called a bow. Most of the poiskim hold, and this is what the Eliashiv told me, it's like considered a kesher, a niva al gabi kesher, it's like doing a shoe. We're looking at like one knot and then a bow. Ah, you will ask, but I could pull it straight and everything will open. But when it's around the neck, you can't do that. So it's considered that you made like a knot. Not a ma'aser uman. It's not a ma'aser uman, the first one. But it's considered a knot and a bow. The halacha is, if you have a knot and a bow, you said you're allowed to do it for one day, you're not allowed to do it for a week. And for half a year, it's very nice. So a person that does his ties and doesn't open them, and he's not intending to open them, is also turned to do the tie in Shabbos. Klo, also turned to do the tie in Shabbos. The other tie, some poskim hold that is chashash. If a ma'aser uman. And the main they say that it's also to do it in Shabbos. It's a machlok is a poskim. It's roi not to do the second tie in Shabbos. The first tie, you're allowed to do it if you have a das to open it in the 24 hours. Now, the Biur Halacha in the beginning of Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, and it's Ke'en Reb Shem Zalman, says a yesoid. His yesoid is that something that people do for a long time, even if you have a das to do it for a short time, it doesn't help. Or the Yesed of Shemazam, when we said that if Be'etzim you would do it for more, and you're doing it now only because of Shabbos for less, you're not allowed to. So I want to be a guy that makes his ties every Shabbos, he makes it before Shabbos, and he wears it for the whole Shabbos. He doesn't open it in the middle of Shabbos. His meaning that his ties are done for more than 24 hours. And he and Shabbos is tie open. He's allowed to do a tie in Shabbos or not? So I think he's allowed to, because he doesn't do the tie in Dafka for 24 hours. He does it till the end of Shabbos. So here he's also doing it till the end of Shabbos. But what if be a guy that doesn't open his ties? He's not allowed to do a tie in Shabbos. Even if he will plan that this time he's going to open it. Normally he keeps it, he's lazy, keeps it on the shelf. But now it's Shabbos, what's going to tell the guy, I'll do now and I'll open it once it's Shabbos. You can't do that. So here I had a suffix. And I found that the Shabbos is mistabbing the same suffix. Happens to me a lot of times. I come out of Shabbos and I see my tie is not done. My wife sent it to the dry cleaners. They open it. I'm stuck without a tie for Shabbos. So I said, okay, you know, I'll go to Milcha, I'll meet the Oilam. I'll ask someone to do the tie. Now, Baruch Hashem, my son is Bar Mitzvah, he knows how to do the tie. However, I go to someone and I ask him to do a tie. Now, what normally, if I will meet this person before Milcha, and he will make me a tie. For how long the tie will be with me? For half a year. Doesn't get open. Now he's doing it for me. I keep ties for half a year. If he's doing it for me in Shabbos, it's Melacha Deraisa. He normally opens ties. He's allowed to do for me a tie in Shabbos or not? And it's Nagiya Lemais a lot of times. Sometimes the Shabbos is a mistake, I open it. Well, it gets dirty. So I said, I think I have another tie. Like, we can make me a tie. But you have to know again, a guy that makes ties by even kavua and he doesn't open them, it's also to him to do a tie in Shabbos. If he opens them every time, Motzi Shabbos, so it's not made for long. Even the Shabbos himself is 24 hours. But it's not made for long, and he does it till the end of Shabbos. So mele, you could do it in the middle of Shabbos and say that I'm doing it for that. I'm saying again, this shit is a whole different. But it could be a chash isu day raisu. Yep, no, it's another zach. That is negea for two zachim that I want to say that people will know. A lot of times in big day noshim, I'm sure eventually it'll be in big day noshim also, they have different parts that just have like strings and they tie them just for decoration. Make a tie and a bow, a tie and a bow. These things people don't open them normally. It's also to do in Shabbos. Same thing, you have some people have some pajamas and instead of buttons they have like a string. It's fancier companies, as they gave us. If every time you do it and you open it and you close it, you're allowed to. But if the minig is, or at least by you, when you tie it you leave it closed, you don't open it every time, so you're not allowed to tie it in Shabbos. And even Zakim Shum Zaman, you'll say, but okay, so this time I'll plan to open it. It doesn't help. It doesn't help because you've been Nichshol in the Yisro.
That's it.